with who you really are, then you begin to recognize not only your power to create, but the joy of creating from that place of absolute connection. It is exhilarating to recognize this guidance that is within you. And it is so satisfying as you begin to allow yourself to be guided by the way you feel. As you come to realize that there are three steps to the creative process, and the first step says, ask. Well, you can't help but do that because life just causes you to ask all day, every day. You cannot turn that asking mechanism off. It's a function of your ability to decipher, and it is a function of your ability from your selfish, that's a wonderful thing, orientation, from your selfish perspective, from this being of self-preservation, on self-expansion, this perspective of self. And this variety of contrast gives birth to steady desires. Step one happens whether you know it is or not. Step two is not your physical conscious work. That is the work of source energy and law of attraction. It is the work of the stream. That's what we're saying to you. When you ask, it is given. And we want to make that even more clear. Not only when you ask is it given, but when you ask, the broader non-physical part of you becomes whatever it is that you're asking for. Step three says, I in my physical form must now become a vibrational match to what I'm asking for. And we want you to hear today that it is unlikely that you will first crack out of the box, be a vibrational match to everything that you're asking for. You work yourself into that by listening to the call of source and by moving in the direction of that which feels better. So, we are eager to talk with you about anything that is important to you. It is our desire that you get a sense of which things you are speaking that are upstream and which things that you are speaking that are downstream. And most of all, we want you to realize that it's a fluid, ever-changing thing. The other day, Esther was having an upstream moment, and she was having it out loud. And Jerry listened, and then politely and unwisely said to Esther, you know, that sounds pretty upstream to me. And Esther said, well, I love you very much, but it was downstream to me. It was downstream to me. You should have heard what I was thinking before that. And we want you to realize that that's why you have to leave everybody else out of the equation. In other words, from where you are, you can feel what's downstream. And as you start listening and you start caring about the improvement within you, and you're no longer comparing where you are and how you feel with anybody else, now for the first time in your life, you're going to have clear conscience in the moment, guidance, taking you to wherever you want to be on every subject in the world. In other words, you will have finally quantified every journey. And once you start getting the hang of this, once you start realizing that it doesn't matter where you are because the stream's always moving, and it doesn't matter if you've been holding yourself apart from something that you want because what you want is still there, waiting for you and calling you toward it. It doesn't matter how long you've been turned upstream. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is that you now have conscious awareness of where you are in relationship to who you have become. And as you are now caring about how you feel and reaching for those feelings of relief, it is our promise to you that you will begin today to be that fulfilled being that you are. There's only one thing you have to accept. And maybe you're going to have to take it on faith for a little while. We know faith is annoying, but try it. You'll like it. And that is, the stream is going that away, and everything you want is that away, and what's over there feels better. And so as you reach for what feels better, you're on your way. 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 That doesn't sound like it feels that good. That's none of your business. It feels better to me. I don't like the way you're talking. I don't care. It feels better to me. I don't think you should go that way. It doesn't matter. It feels better to me. I think you're making a mistake. Doesn't matter.